didn't want to do this, but she also didn't want to sing either. So she's going to throw out a first pitch. It's Bryn Sapanera.
Today we arrive at game six of a 12-game homestand, 12 games in 13 days, and the Rawhide get ready for game six of the six-game series between the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes and the Visalia Rawhide. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com. Game 32, 131, 99 more games to go before we hit the finish line in the month of September. Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, the Los Angeles Dodgers affiliate, taking on the Visalia Rawhide. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. Grab a bite and enjoy the game with your mom here today. Visalia enters the ballgame with a record of 13-18. Visalia currently riding a two-game losing streak. They fell in a tight one last night, final score 3-2. Meanwhile, for the Rancho Quakes, they arrive in today's ballgame with a record of 18-12. They lead the California League in first place, and they're currently on the two-game winning streak. Let's talk about last night's ball game. It was scoreless through three innings of work till we hit the bottom of the third inning. The Rawhide score one run. It was one of their two runs that they scored, but top of the fourth inning, Rancho makes the Rawhide pay. Denny Lorando was on the mound for Visalia. Lorando has struggled here this season in early innings, specifically the first, but the first time this season that it's been the fourth inning that caused some trouble. Rancho scores three runs against the Rawhide right-hander. That was a good enough throw for the Quakes to hold on to the lead for the rest of the ballgame. Visalia, plenty of chances in yesterday's ballgame. 2-for-9. They left 12 runners on base and just unable to capitalize, especially in the late moments of the ball game. Base is loaded in the eighth. The ground ball right up the middle. Roone gets the toss over to first base and gets the Quakes out of the jam with only allowing one run. Visalia goes down in order in the bottom of the ninth inning with Junior Franco being the final out of the ball game. So final score of last night, 3-2. Rancho captures their second straight win of the series. And meanwhile, for Visalia, they drop their 18th of the year. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the California League standings. We'll also get the starting lineups. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making
it happen. You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark for this Mother's Day Sunday. Great to have you alongside with us here in downtown Visalia. Let's take a look at the California League standings here as the Rawhide get ready to host the Quakes for the final game of the series. We'll start off in the South where Rancho, they're currently in first place with a record of 18-12. They have a 7.5 game gap above the second place team, the Lake Elsinore Storm. Lake Elsinore 4-16. They've lost their last two ball games, 7.5, as I mentioned. And then there's Visalia, who's been stuck in third, really, since they got to third place in the third series of the year. They're 8.5 games back from the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Lastly, in ninth place, the Inland Empire 66ers. Finally, the last team to reach 10 wins here in 2024. They're 10-21. Meanwhile, up in the north, Modesto continues to be red hot. The Mariners affiliate is now 23-7. On a two-game winning streak. Meanwhile, in second, Fresno has kind of parted ways from the charging locomotive out in first place. Fresno now 16-15, significantly had a drop-off following the San Jose series 2 weeks ago. Meanwhile, in third place, the San Jose Giants are 15-16, currently riding a one-game losing streak after their loss yesterday. And then lastly, the Stockton Ports are in last, 13-17. They had a victory in yesterday's ballgame. Meanwhile, four around the California League, Visalia and Rancho, the earliest ball game to get started, 12:05 p.m. We're about 5 minutes away from first pitch. Meanwhile, the next game to get underway, Stockton and San Jose, about 55 minutes after us at 1 p.m. local time. Modesto and Fresno, 1:05, a battle of the top two teams in the California League North. And then lastly, in the final ball game of the day, it will be the Inland Empire 66ers and Lake Elsinore Storm. 1:15, California League Baseball. Every game will be underway before 1:30 here on the West Coast. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll have our starting pitchers, and then the game will be live right here at VisaliaRawhide.com. Two places to watch today's ballgame. You can watch it live at MyTV 53, and you can also watch it live on the MILB app and Bally Sports Live. We'll step aside. When we come back, we'll get you the starting pitchers. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. We get ready for the starting lineups and national anthem. But first off, let's take a look at today's starting pitchers. We'll start off first on the Rawhide side of things. The southpaw, Adonis Perez, will get the start for Visalia. Adonis comes in at 6'3", 185. The 20-year-old from La Romana, Dominican Republic. A three-pitch arsenal, the sinker, the slider, and the changeup. Last time we saw him was a week ago up north in Stockton when the Rawhide took on the Ports. And he had the longest outing by a Rawhide pitcher this season. Six innings of work. However, he did give up seven hits, three runs. Two of those were earned. He struck out five batters in a ball game where Visalia fell 5-1. Meanwhile, on the other side of the bump for the Rancho Quakes, the right-hander Roque Gutierrez, 0-1 with a 6.33 ERA. The right-hander making his first start of the year and his seventh overall appearance here in 2024. So Gutierrez versus Adonis Perez on this Sunday matinee ball game between the Quakes and the Hyde. It's all coming up next. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups, and we'll also have the first pitch of the ball game here on this Sunday, Mother's Day. Sunday, May 12th, Joey Gonzalez, glad to be back with you. We'll be back here in just a moment. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
the six-game series has finally arrived. It's the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes and the Visalia Rawhide on a beautiful Sunday afternoon, and it's a beautiful day. Happy Mother's Day, everybody, and welcome to Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53. Joey Gonzalez is back with you for the first time since Tuesday, and happy to announce a college graduate from Texas State University, class of 2024, degree in electronic media. And let's get into this ball game. Let's take a look at today's starting lineups brought to you by Anthem. We'll first off look at the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. They'll be led off first by Kendall George. It'll be Kendall George, Josue DePaula, then followed by Gerald Perez batting three. Joe Vetrano will bat four. Jordan Thompson will bat five. Logan Wagner, six. Samuel Munoz, seven. Carlos Rojas at eight. And Wilmer Diaz batting ninth for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Rancho is sporting the blue tops with the Rancho across the chest. The Dodger logo on the left side. Dodger blue helmets on the top. Gray pants, blue trim along the side. Meanwhile, for Visalia, they're sporting the Sunday gold uniforms inspired by the Arizona Diamondbacks Serpientes jerseys. Rawhide snakes across the chest. And the first pitch on the way, and misses outside for ball number one from the southpaw, Adonis Perez. First pitch of the ball game brought to you by Golden Valley Painting, painting the corners with ease since 2002. For all your painting needs, call Juan Moy at 559-740-0311. Kendall George sends out into left field. He'll round first base, but a hold up there. And Kendall has his first hit since last Sunday, May 5th, when the Quakes were out in Modesto. So a leadoff base hit here for Rancho. See Kendall George getting a hand on the ball on the outside pitch and drives it opposite field in the left. So on just two pitches into the ball game, Rancho has their first base runner of the ball game. And that first pitch goes in there for a strike, 0-1. Jeremy Rada will return to home plate for the third time in this series. Alan Bryant will be the base umpire here for today's ballgame. 0-1 pitch on the way. Misses outside for a ball, 1-1. Visalia, game 6 of 12. They'll play in 13 days. They'll have tomorrow off before welcoming the Lake Elsinore Storm. Slider on that pitch clips the outside corner for strike number 2. The count will move to 1-2. Gerald Perez will wait on deck here for the Rancho Quakes. The 1-2 pitch from the Rawhide southpaw. The delivery misses outside for ball 2. Kenny Castillo behind the plate as Adrian DeLeon finally gets the day off. Beat up in yesterday's ball game, really throughout the series. So Adrian getting the day off. 2-2 with 2 down. Adonis' pickoff attempt at first. A little bit wide. Jackson Feltner has a kind of step off the bag to make the play. Kenny Castillo behind home plate. Jackson Feltner over at first. Cole Roberts will be over at second base. Cole had the start in yesterday's ball game as well. 2-2 pitch on the way. Grounded to the right side. Cole will scoop it up. He'll look at second, but the only play he has at first. And he'll make the out to get out number one. First out of the ballgame, advances Kendall George over to second. A low slider, and he's able to turn on it to the right side. You see Cole scoop it up. They look, but Kendall George, one of the fastest guys, not only on the team, but in the California League. Cole Roberts makes it a correct decision and tosses over to first base. So with one down, it brings up Perez to the plate, batting 308 with four home runs and 16 RBIs. The first pitch on the way, misses outside for ball 1-0. Adonis Perez now sixth appearance of the season. Last outing was the longest one of his career. George with a large secondary jump. He goes nowhere with it. He just stays in place over at second. That pitch clips the outside corner for a strike, and the count goes 1-1. Adonis, 6'3", 185, the 20-year-old southpaw is on the mound. The upcoming 1-1 pitch on the way from Perez, who has the pause, the deal, and home plate umpire Rada says it misses a little bit outside for ball 2-1. Talked about that outing from Adonis, 6 innings of work. Unfortunately, not enough, as Visalia last week dropping 5 out of their 6 games. Their lone win was Wednesday of last week. 2-1 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. The big hack for Perez. and he's unable to make contact with the deer, and the count will move to two balls and two strikes with one away. Now a time call here for Perez as they'll step out of the batter's box and get ready to dig in once again. Perez, a free agent signee on July 30th of 2022, 2 years ago, in just a month or two's time. 2-2 pitch on the way here from Perez, the pause and the deal, and misses inside for ball three. Three balls and two strikes. Mentioned at the top of the broadcast, happy Mother's Day. Lots of the players throughout the infield wearing the pink tape on the wrist. You see it there on Gerald Perez. Ruben Santana rocking a lot of pink on this Sunday afternoon. Payoff pitch on the way. And it clips the outside corner for strike three. Caught Perez looking for out number two. Two straight retirements. And the first strikeout of the ball game here for Adonis Perez.
Now batting number 30, Joe
Vitrano. See the replay there. Nice slider. It could have gone either way, but Perez rung up either way, and it brings up two down on the 13th pitch of the ballgame from Adonis Perez. Joe Vitrano batting 275, a home run and 15 RBIs, a team who's got the home run capabilities. 20 home runs here in 2024, the second most in the California League. Off for Visalia, a team who's struggled to hit the ball out of the yard a little bit more. Rawhide team who's ranked last in the Cal League when it comes to home runs. And now a time called here as the umpire will clear things up here for Vitrano. 4-for-12 here in the series for Joe. The glance back by Perez, his pitch gets in there for strike number two. Second day game here of the series. Their character counts day on Tuesday morning, an 11 a.m. first pitch with the local schools making it out to the ball game. And the rest of the games of the series were 6:30 start times, and then Sunday, typical 12:05. 0-2 with two down. Perez glance at second. George will go up in motion. Swing and a miss. Doesn't matter either way. After the leadoff base hit from Kendall George, Adonis Perez retires the next three batters in order, including two strikeouts. And we'll go to the bottom of the order where we'll get to see the Rawhide offense for the first time today. One hit, no runs, no errors, and one runner left on base. Bottom one we go in Visalia. Quake 0, Rawhide 0. You listen to Rawhide Baseball on my TV 53.
And unexpected bills are hard. But getting your page
to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and sign-in vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Korea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark here on this Sunday afternoon. Anderson Rojas will lead things off here for Visalia in the bottom of the first inning. Anderson Rojas will bat from the left side for the Hyde. And here in the bottom of the first inning will be Anderson Rojas, Cole Roberts, and Junior Franco due up here in the first inning for the Hyde. Meanwhile, on the mound for the Rancho Quakes, Roque Gutierrez, a right-hander making his first start of the season. And his first pitch on the way to Anderson. Misses inside for ball one, 1-0. Anderson Rojas batting 300, no home runs, 7 RBIs here this year. So far here in this series, 5 for 14. One of two Rawhide players who have 5 hits here in the series. And he gets underneath that one and puts it into right. But it's not going to stay in the yard. It goes up to the CSTA passer out on right field. And the count will move to 1-1 here to the speedy shortstop. Seeing Anderson move all around the infield. And really the entire field so far here this season. That pitch misses inside for ball 2-2-1. Seen him at short today. We've seen him at third, second base. We actually saw him at third midway through Tuesday's ball game when he subbed in for Ruben Santana. We've also seen him play his fair share of outfield along with last season as well. 2-1 pitch misses upstairs for ball 3 balls and a strike. We're just joining us. Rancho had one base runner in the top of the first inning, unable to capitalize. Donnie Perez sitting down the next three in order. 3-1 pitch on the way, and this one's popped up on the left side of the infield. We'll see if it stays in play. Running over to the Rawhide dugout and making the grab is the third baseman Logan Wagner for out number one. And that'll bring up Cole Roberts to the plate. See the replay there, and say maybe he lost it. Not a whole lot of wind. The American flag out in right field is fairly static. Maybe just lost it for a moment, but either way, he's able to make the grab and get out one here in the first inning. Going to pitch on the way to Cole Roberts. And that one will go in there for strike number one. Cole Roberts, 205, no home runs, 6 RBIs. A 1 pitch on the way, misses outside for a ball, 1-1. Cole Roberts, son of Dodgers manager Dave Roberts. Dave has actually had a chance to make it out to one Rawhide game this season. It was a ball game on a Thursday night when the Dodgers had a night off when Visalia was down south at Lake Elsinore. Roberts fouls that one backwards for strike number 2, 1-2 with one down. Roberts will get ready for the pitch before the deal. Gutierrez's delivery, swinging and a miss, and Cole Roberts has sat down for the first time today. 2 quick outs here from the Quakes right-hander.
Now batting number 18, Junior Franco.
See the replay here. Breaking ball in the outside corner, swing and a miss. Let's go through the numbers here for OK Gutierrez here in 2024. So far he's 0-1 with a 6.33 ERA. That pitch misses inside for ball number 1-0. Gutierrez, you see right there, 7th appearance of the year, first start, 19 strikeouts, 10 walks, allowing 3 home runs, and bring that one up as it's a home run leader here for the Hyde, Junior Franco, 3 homers this season, including a multi-home run walk-off game 2 weeks ago now. 1-1, 2 down. Franco gets ready for the pitch. The deal on the way. Fouled backwards for his strike, and the count will move to 1-2. Junior Franco yesterday, 1-for-3. He did get a board in the ninth inning. However, he ended up getting stranded over at second base before the ball game came to a conclusion. 1-2 pitch, grounded to the right side. It will be scooped up by Gutierrez. He'll step on first base himself, and he'll make the out. Rawhide go 3 up, 3 down here in inning number 1. And we head to the top of the second inning where we'll get to see Adonis Perez for the second time today. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53 on this Sunday, Mother's Day in Visalia.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. So hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X.
Welcome back to Downtown Visalia here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Jordan Thompson will lead things off here for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes as we move into the top of the second inning. And what a ball game that Jordan had on Tuesday afternoon, I should say, for that 11 a.m. start time. Jordan Thompson, a 3-for-4 ball game, including two no-doubt home runs. Wednesday, a little bit of a different story, however, 0-for-5. In that ball game shows how different each day can be for each batter. Thompson quickly ahead in the count 2-0. He'll ground it to the left side. Santana will field it cleanly. He'll take his time to toss to first in time for out number one. So now let's take a look at the numbers here for Adonis Perez here in 2024.
16, the third baseman.
Rawhide Southpaw making his sixth start of the season. A 4.43 ERA through 22 and a third innings entering this afternoon. He struck out 22 batters and only walked 10. Adonis has been a great Sunday starter here for Visalia. And that pitch goes in there for strike 0-1. One pitch on the way from Perez to Logan Wagner. And that pitch makes count 1-1. Wagner 1-for-3 so far in this series. His only appearance was in Friday's ballgame. The pitch on the way to Wagner, grounded to the left side. It will end up going foul. And the count will remain 1-2. Logan Wagner batting 200, a home run, and 4 RBIs. It seems practically every batter at this point of the year now for Rancho has recorded their first home run of the season. Adonis will look for strikeout number 3. Instead, he'll be grounded. It's a slow roller. Here's Ruben Santana. He'll field it at the belt. The toss to first will be in time. Two quick outs, and after Kendall George was the first base runner to get aboard in the first inning, it's now Ben Perez, who's retired the last 5 batters. Both of them on the ground to the third baseman, Ruben Santana. So now bring up Samuel Munoz to the plate. Batting 0-74 here this season. No home runs, 3 RBIs. A pitch to Munoz. Misses outside for a ball. 1-0. Mentioned earlier, Visalia 12 games in 13 days. Rawhide will have tomorrow off. 1-0 pitch on the way outside. Castillo may have lost it, unable to make the grab. So the count will move to 2-0. But Visalia will welcome the Lake Elsinore Storm on Tuesday to begin a 6-game series. 3:30's first pitch on Tuesday for after school special. That one clips the outside corner for strike number one. One of two double homestands here in 2024. 2-1 with two away. Pitch on the way from Adonis Perez. And that one's hit into left field. And Jefferson Pena will basically just stomp the feet. One in each direction. He'll stay planted and he'll make the grab. Didn't have to make any movement. And the inning will come to a conclusion. Adonis Perez sits down the side in order. He lets the defense go to work and we head to the bottom of the second inning. 0-0 here at Valley Strong Ballpark. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
One of only 20 hospitals in California, and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kauai Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. We move to the bottom of the second inning, where it'll be Kenny Castillo to lead things off here for Visalia. It'll be Kenny Castillo, followed by Ruben Santana and Drew Jones. That's 4, 5, and 6. Pitch on the way. Castillo, first pitch swinging, sends it into center field. Returning back a couple of steps to Samuel Munoz. He'll be underneath it for out number one. Ruben Santana, definitely have seen him in the top three in the batting order. However, after falling, really starting this week, Andrew D. Garner has dropped him down to the middle part of the order here for Visalia. Ruben Santana saw the numbers there, 253. Still looking for his first homer. Grounds it off to the left side, and the count will move to 0-1. One of six Rawhide players in the top 30 in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization that started off the year with Visalia. Other players along that list, Drew Jones, who currently waits on deck. 0-1 pitch on the way. It's a slider. It misses outside for a ball. 1-1. Other players that are in that top 10 in the organization, according to MLB.com, Christopher Torin as well, along with Yancel Luis. Both those two guys having the day off. Santana sends it into left field. Easy play for the left fielder, Thompson. And the second out of the inning. Two quick outs here from the right-hander, Roque Gutierrez. And it brings up Drew Jones to the plate. Drew Jones batting 256 with a home run and 14 RBIs. Yesterday batting 253 entering the day. Pitch on the way to Drew's upstairs for ball one. That's 1 point above his batting average last season, where Drew was batting 252. Upcoming pitch on the way to the Rawhide center fielder, and that one clips the top of the strike zone for strike two. Former second overall pick in the 2022 MLB draft. Jones currently riding a 17-game on-base streak. 1-1 on the way, and that one goes in there for a strike, 1 ball and 2 strikes. Drew Jones yesterday with a single and an RBI. He had a walk as well. 1-2 pitch on the way to Drew. Swing and a miss. And Roque Gutierrez once again will retire the side in order. Second strikeout of the ball game here for Gutierrez, and the Rawhide down in order. We're through two innings of work here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Quake 0, Rawhide 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You love your car, But you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
There's a story.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53. We move to the top of the third inning. First pitch swinging, grounded to the left side. Anderson Rojas, an athletic play, and the throw is in time. Crossbody throw from Anderson Rojas gets out number one here in the top of the third inning. Elevated inside pitch, trying to turn it to the left side, Carlos Rojas. And it's Anderson Rojas, who had the momentum going to the Rawhide third base dugout, makes the throw in time for out number one. And they're now bringing up Wilmer Diaz to the plate. 181, 10 RBIs this year. And that pitch clips the outside corner for strike number one. Rojas just has been so good at moving around this field, whether it's on the defense or on the offensive side. And now the pitch is a slow roller back to the mound. Adonis Perez will scoop it up, and he just threw that ball off balance, and it's going to end up being a one-out single. Second base hit of the ball game here for the Quakes offense. And now we go back to the top of the order for the first time today, and I bring up Kendall George to the plate. And you see Adonis, he realizes the speed going down the line. It just throws that ball off balance, unable to get the play in time. Double play is an opportunity. George shows bunt, and the pitch misses outside for a ball, 1-0. Kendall George, last year's first-round draft pick from the L.A. Dodgers. Drafted it with the 36th overall pick in last summer's draft. He shows bunt once again. And the count moves to 2-0. One of the player we highlighted for Rawhide Roundup this week. However, prior to that hit back in the first inning, he was hitless this week in Visalia. 2-0 with one down. Upcoming pitch on the way to George. Holds up the belt. The deal. Once again, misses upstairs for ball three, 3-0. So far this season, 10 stolen bags for Kendall George. He's already had 6 stolen bags here in the month of May. We're not even 15 days in. 3-0 pitch on the way from Adonis. Bunt shown, he pops it up. Santana's underneath it. He'll make the grab, 2 down. Trying to put that ball on the ground, trying to use his speed. He's trying to force Santana to kind of make a decision to get a force out. And instead, nothing happens with it. 2 down, brings up Josue DePaula to the plate. Pitch on the way, and he goes in there for strike number one. Josue currently riding a 3-game hitting streak. 4-for-15 here in this series. One of 3 players here in the lineup today who has 4 hits in the series for Rancho. That pitch misses outside for ball one. 1 ball and 1 strike with 2 away. The ball bats from the left side, so back-to-back left-on-left matchup here for the Rawhide Southpaw. Looking to go through his third inning of work. 1-1 on the way, and it misses outside for a ball, 2-1. Shortest outing of the season so far for Donnie Perez this season. It was on April 16th against the Lake Elsinore Storm. He went 3 innings of work. He only allowed 2 hits and 1 run. 2-1 pitch on the way. A deal from Perez. And that one clips the outside corner for strike 2. A ball game where Visalia was shut out 10-0 against the Padres affiliate. But just to give up 1 run in a series like the one Visalia had down south, you'll take it. The two teams combined for over 60 runs. 2-2 pitch on the way. This is a little bit low for ball 3. 3 balls and 2 strikes. So with Lake Elsinore coming into town next week, expect a lot of long at-bats from the Storm, a team who likes to fight off at-bats and draw the walks. However, the Quakes are another team who likes to play ball like that as well. Payoff pitch on the way. popped up to the left side. It's in foul territory. Ruben Santana is running a far way over. The basket grab, unable to make the play. It bounces on the dirt that surrounds the field, and it bounces into the Fiesta deck out in left. That's true. Jalisco Fiesta deck out there in left. One of our two large group outings areas on the left side. And Santana, for a second, it looked like he had it, slipped on through the glove. Go back to the topic of walks. Rancho, 193 walks entering the day. That's the second most in the California League. Lake Elsinore, the only team in front of them. Payoff pitch on the way. Adonis will get ready for the deal. Very small lead over at first. And the 3-2 inside. And he rung him up. Third strikeout of the ball game here from Adonis Perez. And we head to the bottom of the third inning. He uses the slider to his advantage on that pitch. And he rings up Josue DePaula for the final out of the inning. One hit, no runs, no errors. One runner left on base. Bottom three, we go in Visalia. Quake 0, Rawhide 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Cahuilla Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable.
Modifi Marte will look to get some offense going here for Visalia. As we move into the bottom of the third inning, Modifi Marte, Jackson Feltner, Jefferson Pena, 7, 8, and 9 due up here for the Hyde. Gutierrez will get ready for the deal. First pitch on the way to Marte, swinging, and he fouls it up into the stands for strike number one. Modifi Marte, 161, with a home run and six RBIs here in 2024. Marte will get ready for the deal. Bell one on the way, hit into center field. Racing over about 10 steps to the right will be the center fielder, Samuel Munoz. And he flies out for out number one. Make that now seven straight retirements here by the starting pitcher. Fairly easy play. Brings up Jackson Feltner to the plate, batting out of the number eight spot. Batting 185, no home runs, and five ribbies here in 2024. Felt 2-for-9 so far here in the series, 0-for-3 in his last ball game on Thursday. Feltner takes that pitch outside for ball number one, an 87-mile-per-hour pitch that misses the outside corner. Feltner, three strikeouts in that ball game on Thursday, and that one goes in there for a strike, 1-1. Feltner did get on base, however, in Thursday's ball game. He was able to draw a walk, ideally looking to get couple hits going here in this ball game. 1-1 on the way. And that one is outside for a ball. Two balls and a strike. Visalia had a chance in yesterday's ball game several different times to get into the ball game and just were unable to get that crucial hit. Yesterday's ball game, Visalia left 12 runners aboard, including batting 2-for-9 with runners in scoring position. Time called, and at this point in the ballgame, Visalia just looking to get their first runner on base. Rancho's gotten two runners on base, both via the hit. A Kendall George single, And now Feltner drives this one into left center field. Racing backwards is the center fielder. Munoz back at the wall, and that ball is going to bounce off the bottom of the wall. A bad hop. Feltner's going to try to go to third. Here he goes. He'll slide feet first into third base, and he's safe. Jackson Feltner with a triple here with one out, and it's the first base hit of the ball game. It's the first extra base hit of the ball game. Visalia 90 feet away from taking a 1-0 lead. All the way out to the sign and left, and it bounced at the very bottom of the boarding, and it ended up taking a horrific bounce on the center fielder, Samuel Munoz. And as soon as Feltner saw that bounce, he thought, you know what, why not try to stretch it into three? A tight throw, but it was not in time, and the first hit of the game is brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company. With Rosa Brothers Milk Company, every sip is special. Moo! So bring up Jefferson Pena to the plate. Infield will play in with one down. A pitch to Pena is on the way, and it misses inside for ball number one. Pena 203 with five RBIs so far this season. He had his first hit of the series in yesterday's ball game, in a ball game where he's 1-for-3. 1-1 pitch on the way, and that's a nice pitch inside for strike number one. An RBI single in the late innings of yesterday's ball game back in the eighth, where Visalia scored their 1-of-2 runs. 1-and-1 with one down. Pitch on the way from Gutierrez. He fouls it off to the right side, and the count will move to one ball and two strikes.
Give Justin a call. 747.
Daniel 1-for-6 in the series. Third appearance of the series. His other two ball games he's played in was a series opener on Tuesday, and in last night's ball game where I mentioned he had the first hit of the week. Pena would dig in, the Rawhide left fielder. One ball, two strikes, one away. Anderson Rojas waits on deck. His pitch, outside corner, strike three called. Third strikeout of the ball game here for Gutierrez, and it brings up two down, and the infield can go back to their normal position.
Anderson Rojas!
That brings up Anderson Rojas to the plate. Feltner stands at third. Rojas looking for his eighth RBI of the season, and that pitch misses inside for a ball, 1-0. Rojas bats from the left side, a double in yesterday's ball game, including two strikeouts. Gutierrez working from the stretch for the first time in this ball game, pops it up to the left side for a strike. Anderson Rojas, back-to-back games, batting at the leadoff spot. Prior to the yesterday's ball game, it was Yancel Luis. 1-1 with two-way. The pitch to Anderson, grounded to the right side. A high bounce, but it's fielded by the first baseman, Joe Vetrano. Step on first, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Visalia gets their first hit of the ball game thanks to Jackson Feltner. His first extra base hit of the day. It's a triple into left center field, and we head to the fourth inning, scoreless in Visalia. Quake zero, high zero. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Un consejero recorrió el edificio. Le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cahuilla Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Attention, Central Valley.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. We move to the top of the fourth inning. And it'll be Gerald Perez leading things off here for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. 3-4-5 do it for Rancho on this Mother's Day Sunday. Perez last time up, he struck out looking back in the first inning. Pitch on the way from Adonis Perez, sent into center field. Racing backwards is Drew Jones. Now a little bit further of a run than it initially looked, but Jones, as usual, he's underneath it. Catches it face high, out number one.
Now batting 30, Joe Vetrano.
Joe Vetrano to the plate. He snapped a 9-game hitting streak on Thursday, where he was hitless. Vetrano returning from an injury that he had, that he suffered a few weeks ago. And that one's grounded off to the right side. And the count will move to 0-1. So Vetrano got back in the hit category in yesterday's ball game where he went 1-for-2. Pitch on the outside corner, misses outside for a ball, 1-1. Vetrano now make it the fourth game of the series. 1-1 on the way, and flips the outside corner for a strike, 1-2. Vetrano got Tuesday's ball game off, along with Friday. Outside of that, he's played in the remaining three other games in the series. 1-2 pitch on the way from Adonis, working in the windup. And that one's bounced in, good block by Kenny. Nobody on base, however, 2-2 with one down. Talked about the upcoming schedule for the for Visalium. The Rawhide actually will not travel down south until the month of June. Pitch on the way. Inside corner, strike three, called. Adonis Perez gets Vetrano to turn out of the way, and he gets struck out right there, making now four strikeouts on the ballgame for Adonis.
Jordan Thompson.
Watch a slider, great break on it there. And Vetrano tries to move out of the way of it. He does so, but ends up lending way to an inside strikeout brought to you by Abraham Ginn. And now this one's crunched high into the air. It'll stay in the ballpark. We'll see who calls it off. It'll be the center fielder, Drew Jones, underneath it, and the side is retired in order. Second time today that Adonis Perez is able to get that accomplishment. And we head to the bottom of the fourth inning here in Visalia. Quake 0, Rawhide 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
It's Mother's Day here.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief, that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Cahuilla Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
That one's right for the Hive. Number 13, Cole Roberts.
Cole Roberts will lead things off here for Visalia. We move to the bottom of the fourth inning. Rawhide recorded their first hit of the ball game in the bottom of the third with the first triple of the season for Jackson Fellner on a ball that he drove out to left center field. And now Cole will look to get some more offense going here for Visalia. Pitch on the outside corner for strike number one. Visalia looking to salvage the six-game series. They would need a win today in order to do that task. That pitch goes in there for a strike. Count moves to 0-2. A series loss here would be back-to-back series losses after Visalia dropped 5 out of 6 against Stockton last week up north. 0-2, the upcoming pitch on the way to Cole Roberts. Gutierrez remains on the mound. A swing and a miss on 3 pitches, and Cole Roberts is sat down for out number one.
At the plate for the high, number 18, Junior Franco.
Back-to-back strikeouts here for Cole Roberts, and they will now bring up Junior Franco to the plate. Combined 3 hits so far in this ball game. Quakes, no runs, 2 hits, no errors. Meanwhile, for Visalia, no runs, 1 hit, and no errors. Pitch on the way to Franco, and he tried to pull that ball down the right field line, unable to make contact, and the count is now 0-1. Talked about the upcoming schedule for Visalia. The Rawhide not traveling down south. Bunt shown, fouled backwards, 0-2. Next time the Rawhide will face off against Quakes will be that first trip down south with a 6 p.m. first pitch time out in Rancho. 1-1 on the way here from Gutierrez. This is outside for ball 2-2-1. And then after that series, the Rawhide will have their second double homestand of the season when the Rawhide hosts the Modesto Nuts, followed by the Lake Elsinore Storm. 1-2 with one away. Pitch on the way to Franco. He fouls that one backwards, and the count will move to, the count will remain 1-2. So pitch on the way, 1-2. And having a slide out of the way of that pitch is the Rawhide batter, Junior Franco. Meanwhile, for the Rancho Quakes will remain, they'll return home this upcoming week. Pitch on the way. That one's crushed into right field. And it so much so it snaps the bat. A solo or a hollow sounding bat there. And sends it into right field for base hit. Second Rawhide hit of the ball game brought to you by Gus's Auto Body Shop.
Now batting number 7, Kenny Castillo.
Described hits with wood bats, a crack of the bat. And you can just tell the snap as soon as Franco sends it into right field. Gets aboard, however, brings up Kenny Castillo to the plate. Last time out, first time swinging, sent the ball out into center field. Samuel Munoz was able to make the grab for the out. 0-1 with one away. Pitch on the way to Kenny Castillo. The Rawhide catcher gets ready for the pitch. He'll send it up the middle, a chance to turn two. Fielded by Diaz. Toss to second for one. Down to first, Joe Petrano gets a put out, and the inning comes to a conclusion. Inning-ending double play here forced by the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Junior Franco, the second Rawhide hit of the ball game, but Visalia unable to capitalize. One hit, no runs, no errors, and nobody left on base. Through 4 innings, Adonis Perez will come out to the mound here for Visalia. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No! Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors.
They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kaweah Health, all of our employees...
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. We get ready to move into the top of the fifth inning. Both the Rawhide and Quakes all knotted up at zero. Pitch on the way. And clips the outside corner for a strike, 0-2. Adonis Perez surpassing his shortest outing of the inning. Shortest outing of the season, I should say. Three innings of work. 0-2 on the outside corner. Barely misses outside for a ball, and the count will move to 1-2. And after 14 straight days on the road, Rancho gets to go back home for the first time since April. That pitch is fouled backwards. Rancho will host the Inland Empire 66ers at 6 p.m. on Tuesday night.
Thank you, sir.
Six-game series before they'll welcome the Modesto Nuts for another six-game series. 1-2 pitch on the way from Perez, and it misses downstairs for ball two, 2-2. Logan Wagner at the plate, 6, 7, and 8. Wagner, Munoz, Rojas. Adonis Perez gets ready for the deal. Swing and a miss, strike three, and Logan Wagner sat down swinging for the first time today.
Now batting number 36.
Fifth strike out of the ballgame here for Adonis Perez. On pitch number 55 of the ball game, and it brings up Samuel Munoz to the plate. Coming pitch on the way, fouled off to the left side for strike number one. So now both pitchers combined 9 strikeouts, 4 from Roque Gutierrez, and now 5 from Adonis Perez. 0-1 pitch on the way, misses outside for a ball. The count moves to 1-1. Samuel Munoz, 0-74, was hitless in yesterday's ball game. However, he does have 2 hits in the series. 1-1 on the way, and that one swung on and fouled backwards for a strike. Count moves to 1-2. Bottom of the order in the last. In yesterday's ball game, both bottom 3 batters combined for 1-for-10. It's combined 2-for-20 from both Visalia and Rancho, 7, 8, and 9 batters. 2 balls, 2 strikes with 1 away. And that one fouled off to the left side. A ball game they combined for 5 hits. A ball game where Visalia out-hit Rancho 7-4. Visalia this year, they've been fairly good in ball games where they've outhit their opponent. 2-2 pitch on the way in the dirt. Does he go around? He does not. Count moves to 3-2. Talking about when the Rawhide outhit their opponent, 9-6 so far this year. Yesterday would have got him to 10-5. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Samuel Munoz at the plate, left on left matchup, payoff on the way. Strike 3 called on the outside corner. Strikeout number 6 of the ball game for Adonis Perez. Back-to-back K's here from Adonis. This time strike 3 looking. And I'll bring up Carlos Rojas to the plate. 2-for-4 in Friday's ball game. He had got the day off yesterday. And he takes that one in there for strike number 1. Upcoming 0-1 pitch on the way. And the deal from Perez flips the outside corner for strike number 2.
Nothing.
0-2, 2 down. Adonis looking to go through 5 innings of work. The pitch on the way. And misses outside for ball 1. Brings up the velocity. 89 after the previous breaking ball pitch. Morgan from the windup. Last hit was in the 3rd inning. 1-2 pitch on the way from Adonis. His deal, grounded up the middle. It will be fielded by the shortstop, Rojas. The spinorama tossed to first, and it flies over the Quakes dugout. And will likely be counted as a hit. It's a difficult ball to field for Anderson Rojas. And unable to make the play. He made an acrobatic play earlier, but this time unable to make the play in time. So now bring up Wilman Diaz to the plate. One of two players with a hit here in this ballgame for Rancho. Official score will officially go down as a hit. So that'd be the third hit of the ballgame here for Rancho. 0-1 with two down. Diaz batting 181. His second hit of the series came back in the third inning. Donnie's getting ready to close in on 70 pitches now. 1-1, two down. Diaz will get ready for the pitch here in game six of the series. Before that one will happen, a pickoff attempt over to Jackson Feltner. Won't make the grab, won't apply the tag. Diaz homerless so far this year, 10 RBIs. And we'll look to make this a 2-0 ball game right here. Perez looking to get a shutout baseball right here. His pitch misses low for a ball. Count moves to 2-1. Waiting on deck is Kendall George. We'll go back to the top of the order in just a moment. 2-1 with two down. Upcoming pitch on the way from Adonis Perez. His deal, and it's fouled directly backwards for strike number two. Now time will be called here by the batter, Wilman Diaz. We're back on MyTV 53 next Wednesday for game two of the six-game series between the Hyde and the Storm. Perez, a long glance over at first before the hit, hits it on a line. It ends up missing foul, and the count will remain static. Right, looking to get back in a winning groove. Their most successful opponent so far this year, Inland Empire. They're 8-1 so far, including 5-1 at home. 2-2 pitch on the way from Perez. Glance at first before the deal, and that one sent into center field where Drew Jones has a perfect read on it, and he'll make the grab for the final out of the inning. Once again, another four-batter inning. That's been the longest inning by the Quakes all afternoon long. We're halfway through at Valley Strong Ballpark, Quake 0, Rawhide 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and sign-in vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emission.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move to the bottom of the fifth inning. Ruben Santana to lead things off for Visalia. 5, 6, and 7 due up. Santana, Jones, and Modifi Marte for Visalia. And Roque Gutierrez remains on the mound. Santana batting 253. Pitch on the way. In him is a little bit low for ball one, 1-0. Santana on 11 game on base streak, 10th longest active streak in the California League. Last time out, he ended up getting sat down. And now the count quickly moves to 3-0, so he's one ball away from expanding that on base streak to 12 straight games. Raw had two hits here in this ball game. Junior Franco with a single. Jackson Feltner with a triple. 3-1 on the way. 3-0, should say. Will now make it 3-1, bottom of the zone. The pitch to Ruben Santana. Swing and a miss. After being ahead in the count 3-0, the count will go full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santana, the second most hits on this Rawhide team this series. He's batting 5-for-15. Payoff pitch on the way. Swing and a foul ball. And it ends up catching Carlos Rojas in the chest protector. And now he is very slow to get up. A ball that was fouled directly backwards. Continues to lay here on the ground at the moment. Now the manager, John Shoemaker, is going to make his way out as well. Along with the athletic trainer, Akinora Maeda. See the replay here. And it looked like it may have caught him more in the thigh. After Santana got a piece of it. Here's another look at it. An outside breaker. Gets piece, fouls directly down. Yeah, and it just below the belt. That ball struck the catcher. Ross still down on the ground. I hope he'll be all right. It's been a series that both catchers have continued to be beaten up throughout this series. We saw yesterday Adrian DeLeon. He got beat up multiple times yesterday. Got his hand hit on a throwing attempt off the bat. Also hit by a pitch. Series where these catchers have been beaten up all week long. A well-deserved day off tomorrow afternoon. Pitcher Roque Gutierrez will throw around to his infield to keep the arm warm. Now more of the staff is going to make their way out as well. The bench coach, Cordell Hippolito, out there as well. Athletic trainer still out there, Akinora Maeda. Long pause here as manager John Shoemaker signaling over to the first base dugout. So we'll take a pause. We'll take a step aside here. Rawhide 0, Quake 0, injury timeout here in the bottom of the fifth inning. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Fame, youth, you're in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Carlos Rojas still down on the ground here at Valley Strong Ballpark. He took a foul ball below the belt on a 3-2 count from Ruben Santana. The chest protector has now come off, and see Jesus Galiz, who has come out of the Rancho dugout, and he will come in for the rest of the ball game to catch. Now, both athletic trainers have both made their way out. Kat Wade for Visalia, and Akinora Maida out there as well. Just getting a towel on his head to try to attempt to keep him cool. Ruben Santana was a 3-0 count. Santana then followed with two straight strikes, and then the foul ball that ended up clipping the catcher. So Jesus Galiz will be the next catcher to check into the ballgame. A long injury timeout here. And finally, they'll be able to get up Carlos Rojas. Some help from the athletic trainer and manager John Shoemaker. He'll be able to walk off under his own power, a good sign to see, as he'll make his way back along with the athletic trainer back to the Quakes locker room. So hoping Carlos Rojas gets well as soon as possible. And okay, Gutierrez will remain getting warmed up here. So Gutierrez gets his final warm-up pitch. Jesus Galiz and Ruben Santana will check back into the ball game here. Three balls, two strikes, no outs. The payoff pitch on the way. Visalia 0, Quake 0. Three hits for Rancho. Meanwhile, Visalia has two. The 3-2 pitch. The pause at the belt. The deal on the way. Upstairs, ball four. So after a extended pause, Ruben Santana will work his way back after being ahead 3-0. First walk given away by either pitcher here in this ballgame. And it's a walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar. If you're tired of electric bills, turn to the team at JP Electric and Solar. Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. Pitch on the way, clips the outside corner for strike number one. Drew Jones will call for his batter's timeout. 17-game on-base streak. He's tied for the longest active on-base streak in the California League. Only one other player is tied with him for that long of a streak. It's Johnny Farmello from the San Jose Giants. The 0-1 pitch on the way. Sent in to right. It will stay in play. The right fielder, Josue DePaula, is underneath it for out number one. The second retirement here for Drew Jones, and it brings up Modiki Marte to the plate. Visalia looking for their third hit of the ball game. And the upcoming deal on the way here for Gutierrez is looking to get out of the fifth inning as well. Pitch on the way. And foul ball as it got a piece of Marte's bat. He fouls it off to the right side. DP Marte batting 161 with a home run and six RBIs. It is first home run of the series in the Stockton series on a ball that he drove out to left center field. Now Marte will drive this one into right center field, and it's going to bounce off the barn. Marte's going to go over to second base. Ruben Santana's going to be waved home. Here he comes from third. The cutoff, the throw. He'll dive head first, and he's saved. Ruben Santana makes it a 1-0 ball game in the bottom of the fifth. fifth inning, and the Rawhide lead this ball game 1-0. Was just talking about the home run that Marte had in Stockton. This time he goes into right field. The ricochet off the barn and right. A good field by the right fielder to Paula. Throws to the cutoff man, and the throw just a bit too late. Second extra base hit of the ball game, and it brings up Jackson Feltner, who had his first triple of the season in his last at bat. First pitch on the way, swing and a miss. Now, Modifu, in yesterday's ball game, had his first two hits of the series, a ball game where he was 2-for-4. He drives in a run from first base. D. Gardner getting aggressive on the base paths. And Feltner now behind in the count 0-1. A glance over at second base before the deal from Felt. And pitch to Feltner goes in there for a strike 0-2. So here in the fencing battle, first one to get the point, Visalia. Feltner will look to add on another run right here. 0-2 pitch on the way. Pops it up to the right side, up and out of play for a foul ball that ends up going to the parking lot.
Give Justin a call.
Vision Glassworks, your local auto glass specialist. Give them a call today, 559-747-2000 for a free quote. 0-2 with one down. Pitch on the way here to Jackson Feltner. Gutierrez looking to keep this lead at one. 0-2 pitch on the way. Upstairs, ball one, 1-2. The Rawhide so far this season, when scoring first, they're 5-17. Not much better when they've given up a run, 6-12. Hip coming 1-2 on the way. And Feltner takes it on the outside corner. He knew it as well, took it back to the dugout, and that will be out number two of the inning.
Number one, Jefferson Feltner.
Make that five strikeouts on the ball game here for Gutierrez. And it'll bring up Jefferson Pena to the plate, looking for RBI number 6 of the season. He had an RBI in yesterday's ball game. Pitch on the way, and adjustments inside for ball one, 1-0. Fifth batter of the inning. It's been the longest offensive inning by either team this afternoon. Most batters Rancho has had up in an inning so far, 4 batters. And now Pena on a line over to the left side. It's caught by Wilmer Diaz on a string, and the inning will come to a conclusion. But Modifi Marte, the second extra base hit of the ball game, he gets a double off the barn out in right field, and he scores Ruben Santana all the way from first base. And Visalia strikes first here on this Mother's Day afternoon. Rawhide 1, Quake 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create...
Now batting number 7,
welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on MyTV 53. Kendall George will lead things off here for the Rancho Quakes in the top of the 6th inning. It'll be Kendall George, Josue DePaula, and Gerald Perez. First pitch on the way. and it goes in there for strike number one. A defensive sub for Ruben Santana. It will now be Yancel Luis over at third base. Pitch on the way, and misses outside for a ball, 1-1. So Kendall George with his first hit of the series back in the first. Look for his second hit of the ball game here, and it misses outside for ball 2-2-1. Kendall George, a single back in the first. A pop-out bunt over to third in his last at-bat. 1-for-2 in the ball game. 2-1 on the way. The deal on the way from Adonis. Check swing. Did he go around? George does not. Count will move to 3-1. George, one of three hits in this ballgame. It's been Kendall George, Carlos Rojas, Wilmer Diaz. The 3-1 on the outside corner goes in there for strike number two. Kendall George from the greater Houston area, from Humboldt, Texas. Payoff pitch on the way, and it's upstairs for ball number four. And the 2023 first round pick will get on base for the second time today.
Now batting number 27, Josue DePaula.
That'll now bring up Josue DePaula to the plate. And with that, we'll have a mound visit here. Pitching coach Tyler Mark will make his way out to the mound. First time today, we'll see T. Mark on the mound. And this mound visit is brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Home. Reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is somebody to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. So meeting with the entire infield, and for the second time this season, Adonis Perez will look to get through six innings of work. It'd be back-to-back outings where he pitches six. And as long as he gets it out right here, either way, he would have be at five complete innings of work in now his last three outings today, the Stockton series, and 2 weeks ago when the Rawhide hosted Inland Empire. First pitch on the way goes in there for strike 0-1. And during that three-game span, a combined 15 strikeouts. Actually now 16 of the six strikeouts that he's had today. Pitch on the way. And he goes in there for strike number 2-0-2 was the count. Gerald Perez awaits on deck. A leadoff walk to Kendall George. Looking to fight his way back right here. 0-2 pitch on the way from Perez. And that one misses in the dirt, but a really nice block from the catcher Kenny Castillo moves the count to 1-2. Rawhide looking to snap a two-game losing streak and improve to 14-18. Meanwhile, for Rancho, they'll look to improve to 19-12 and remain with a firm grasp among the Cal South. Grounded off to the right side, count will remain 1-2. Visalia will look to remain in an arm's reach of the Lake Elsinore Storm. Adonis Perez looking for a strikeout right here to get his first out of the inning. 1-2 pitch on the way in the dirt, ball 2-2-2. There is some action warming up in the Rawhide pen at the moment. So we'll see how much longer Adonis will go in this ballgame. 2-2 the count. Adonis Perez gets ready for the deal. The pitch on the way. Grounded to the right side. A chance to turn two. Roberts fumbles it. The toss to first, and it is in time. A long recovery there for Cole Roberts, but he keeps the composure, and he gets the out at first. One down here for Perez and the Rawhide defense. And you see the replay there. And the thing is, Roberts realizes how quick he's got to get that ball out, so he fields it, and trying to look up too quickly, he drops it, picks it out of the dirt, but by the time he recovers it, the runner, Kendall George, is already sliding into second base. So only get the force out here, pitch on the way, and that one gets passed. It's going to be a wild pitch, and now there's a runner on third, 90 feet away from tying this ball game up at one. So Gerald Perez, an RBI opportunity. A guy who's batting 308, and he's hitless in the ballgame. Four home runs and 16 RBIs. The 1-0 pitch misses upstairs for ball two. Infield plays in. However, you start to wonder on a 2-0 count. You get Perez over to first base. You have runners on the corner. They have a chance to turn two. But Joe Vetrano in the month of April is one of the hottest batters on this Quakes team. So that pitch will go outside for ball three, 3-0. Three balls, no strikes, one away. Defense will likely move back on a ball four right here. 3-0 pitch on the way. Upstairs, ball four. Runners on the corners, and there goes the defense back into their typical spots. Second walk of the inning for Adonis. Through his first five innings of work, he did not have a batter walked. And now it brings up Joe Vetrano to the plate. And it appears manager D. Gardner is going to let him stay in this ballgame. Vetrano activated on Wednesday after being on the 7-day IL. First pitch of the at-bat on the way, a swing and a miss, first strike number one. Carlos Duran, the right-handed pitcher for Rancho. In order to make room for Vetrano to be called or to be activated once again on Wednesday, Duran got sent to the development list. 0-1 with one away to Joe Vetrano. His pitch grounded to the right side. It would end up landing foul. Count moves to 0-2. Likely any ball on the infield would likely force George to come home. So the ride will have to be perfect on a double play ball in order to get them out of the inning at a one-run lead. 0-2 with one down. Top six here in Visalia. Pitch on the way, barely misses outside for a ball, 1-2. See where this pitch missed right here from Adonis. The slider, he tried to attack that far outside corner, but barely missed outside for ball one. One ball, two strikes, the pitch from Adonis. Top of the strike zone, strike three called, and a big strikeout right there to get two down here for Adonis, making now seven strikeouts on the day. And it's a strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn. And with that, manager D. Gardner is going to make his way out to the mound. 5 2/3 innings, 92 pitches will conclude the ball game here for Adonis Perez. Pitching change from Visalia, the first one of the ball game. Visalia 1, Rancho Cucamonga 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Korea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
One of only 20 hospitals in California and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kaweah Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kaweah Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kaweah Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health. Life.
Jordan Thompson.
Landon Sims, Jordan Thompson will be the matchup here in the bottom of the, or here in the top of the sixth inning. A pretty crucial at-bat right here in this ball game. The two down, Rawhide lead 1-0. The first pitch of the at-bat goes in there for strike number one. Take a look there at the right-hander, Landon Sims. The base runner in the background right there. It's Gerald Perez. 0-1 pitch on the way here from Sims. And the deal, slider, does he go around? He does not. Wow. It appeared there for a moment. Thompson goes around. We'll see on the replay. And fairly close here for Jordan Thompson. A two-home run ball game. On Tuesday afternoon, five home runs on the season. Landon Sims will look to shut him down. 1-1 pitch on the outside. And it misses. The count will move to 2-1. Second time this series we've seen Landon Sims. We saw him on a Wednesday night, a ball game where he went an inning and two thirds, two hits and two runs. 2-1's a count from Landon Sims. Misses outside, and Kenny Castillo, a crucial block there for preventing him from getting to the backstop. It is important to note the runners on base are both in charge, or will be charged to Donnie Perez. The runner on third is Kendall George, Gerald Perez over at first. 3-1 with two down, outside corner, strike two. The count goes full, three balls and two strikes. However, in the month of May, Landon Sims, that is struggles. He's given up five runs in his last three outings. Meanwhile, in the month of April, five appearances, he gave up two earned runs and only five hits. Three balls, two strikes, two down. And on this Sunday afternoon, Landon Sims will look to make this a one-run ball game heading into the bottom of the sixth. Payoff pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. A crucial strikeout from Landon Sims. And he keeps this a 1-0 ball game. He comes in and he sits down Jordan Thompson. And we head to the bottom of the sixth inning. No hits, no runs, no errors. Two runners left on base. A crucial strikeout from Landon Sims. 1-0 Rawhide. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great, healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm1.com.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Cahuilla Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move to the bottom of the sixth inning. Anderson Rojas will lead things off for Visalia. Top of the Rawhide order, Anderson Rojas, Cole Roberts, Jr. Franco, 1, 2, and 3 due up for the Hide. A 2-0 pitch on the way to Anderson. Bottom of the strike zone for strike number one. And Landon Sims, as big of a strikeout that you're going to see all week long. 2-1, grounded to the right side for strike two. Two balls and two strikes. An ecstatic celebration to get that final strikeout. So here in the top, bottom of the sixth inning, Visalia will look to add on some insurance heading into the final three innings. Pitch on the way inside, ball three, three balls and two strikes. Game number 32 of the season here for the Rawhide. Out of 131, pitch on the way to Anderson Rojas. And this one's grounded onto the right side. Count will remain full, three and two. Three balls, two strikes, no outs. Payoff pitch on the way. Rojas will send that one into right center field. Retreating backwards is Samuel Munoz. The center fielder will be underneath it for the out. One down. Center fielder retreats back, makes the grab. Cole Roberts up at the plate. Still hitless here in the series. He's now 0-4-9. And the count will now go to 1-0. One and oh with one away. Pitch on the way, and it misses upstairs for ball two. 2-0. Cole Roberts in yesterday's ball game with a walk. However, two strikeouts in this ball game have not allowed him to get on base. He's able to dodge out of the way of that inside pitch, and the count will move to 3-0. Working from the windup here to Cole Roberts. 3-0 pitch on the way. Bottom of the zone, ball four. Four straight pitches miss outside, and it allows Cole Roberts to step on first base. First time today, back-to-back games where he's had a walk. And it brings up Junior Franco to the plate.
Now batting number 18, Junior Franco.
Just the fifth base runner of the ball game here for Visalia. In a ball game where both teams have combined for six hits, three each. Pickoff attempt over at first base, dives back in safely. Okay, Gutierrez's ball game comes to a conclusion after five and a third, where he gave up three hits and one earned run. Two walks, five Ks. The one-out pitch on the way. And it gets upstairs for ball one, making now five straight balls from the new arm in the ballgame. Upcoming 1-0 pitch on the way here to Junior Franco. Half swing. Does Franco go around? And he does. And the count will move to 1-1. The lone run in this ball game occurred in the last inning back in the fifth, where Visalia scored one run on an RBI double from Modifi Marte. They're going to put Roberts in motion, popped up on the infield. Roberts has a sprint backwards to catch the throw, not in time. It's going to fly over the head of the first baseman, Joe Vetrano. The catch was made by Wilmer Diaz, but he's unable to make the throw in time. One down. No harm, no foul, however. Cole Roberts is able to get back in time safely. See if you see him in the corner of your screen. You know, he was just right of the corner. But he's able to race back in time. Good heads up base running for Cole. And now with two down, it brings up Kenny Castillo to the plate. 0-2 in the ball game here is the Rawhide catcher. And he takes a slider outside for a ball 1-0. Kenny Castillo's first home run of the season. Thursday's ball game on a ball that was a no-doubter in the left center field. One ball, no strikes, two away. Kenny Castillo, pickoff attempt over at first before he gets ready for a pitch. Diving back in safely is Cole Roberts. 1-0 with two away. Castillo will get ready for the pitch. Roberts in motion. And he'll dive headfirst into second base, and it's an easy stolen bag. A great jump from Cole. The leader in stolen bases this season. He's going to steal another one. It's now 7 on the year for Cole Roberts. And not even a chance for the new catcher here. 2-0, two-way. Kenny Castillo will get ready for the pitch. Yancel Luis waits on deck. A big swing and a miss for strike number one. Quick pitching, a 5.05 ERA. That's sixth in the California League. A total of 313 strikeouts. Meanwhile, for Visalia, 361. It leads the league. 2-1 lead. A decent-sized lead for Cole Roberts at second. Castillo fouls that one backwards, and the count moves to 2-2. And likely going to come down to the bullpen arms, who have struggled here in the past couple weeks to close out these ball games. But they'll need to get the final 9 outs here to seal the deal. Wonder if we'll see Jordan Chalas here in the late stages of this ball game. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. A glance at second before the deal to Castillo. Lifts it into right field. Coming in will be the right fielder, DePaula. He's underneath it. He makes a grab, and the inning will come to a conclusion. A one-out walk for Cole Roberts and a stolen bag. He ends up getting stranded at second base, and the inning comes to a conclusion. Rawhide 1, Quake 0, bottom or top 7. We go in Visalia. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball, my TV, 53.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cowea Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in-the-shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great, healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farm.
Happy Mother's Day here on this Sunday afternoon. Matinee Baseball, Joey Gonzalez with you here for Game 6 of the 6-game series. Happy to be back. First game since Tuesday. And we get ready to finish up the first half of this double homestand, 1 of 2 here in 2024. First double homestand in the next 2 months. This one here and then the one in June. Before the Rawhide will have a long extended stay outside of their homes in the month of July. All-star break, the Rawhide will be off for a week. Rawhide will be in at home for 7 days. In the month of July. Foul off to the left side for a strike. Landon Sims remains into the ball game here for Visalia. He came in for Donis Perez, the second longest outing of the season. 5 2/3, 3 hits, did not allow a run. And Landon Sims made sure that remained the case. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Landon Sims will get ready for the pitch. The deal on the way. Upstairs, ball 2, 2-2. Mentioned second time we've seen Sims here in this series. And Sims will get ready to face off against Logan Wagner with the upcoming pitch on the way. Outside, ball three, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ahead in the count, 1-2. And now allowing Wagner to get back in this at-bat. 3 hits so far in this ballgame. From Rancho, it's been every other inning, every odd inning, first, third, and fifth. 3-2 pitch on the way from Sims, grounded to the right side. It is an odd inning here in the seventh. Will that be an issue? I hope not. Landon Sims looking to get back into the groove that he had in the month of April. In the first month of the year, a 1.86 ERA with 2 wins, including his first professional save. Payoff pitch on the way, outside, ball 4, and a leadoff base runner here for the Quakes. And I bring up Samuel Munoz to the plate. Let's talk about some of these numbers here for Landon Sims here in 2024.
36, Samuel Munoz.
A 4.73 ERA, 9th appearance of the season. He has started 1 game so far this season. Munoz, one of the lower batting averages on this Quakes squad. They get ready for the pitch. He'll swing and foul it off to the left side for strike number 1. Landon Sims got his first professional save 2 Saturdays ago when the Rawhide were at home. And they hosted the Inland Empire 66ers. 1-0 ball game here in the top of the 7th inning. Landon Sims walked the first batter that he faced. I look to avoid that right here. Fouls it off to the left side. And the count will move to 0-2. Munoz so far in this ballgame 0-2. With a fly out to left back in the second and a strikeout looking in the fifth. And Landon Sims will replace the ball and get ready for the upcoming pitch. No balls and 2 strikes. Sims will get ready for the deal. Pause the pitch. Crushed into right field. Going back towards the right field wall. And that ball is gone. Out to the pasture in right field. And just like that, the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes take their first lead of the ball game. It's now 2-0 here in the top of the 7th inning. Munoz 0-3 yesterday, 0-2 on the day. 2 hits here in the series, making now 3 hits in the series. It's a crucial one. Rancho back on top. Take a look at the replay there. And as soon as it left the bat, they tell it was a no-doubter to right field. Just missed right of the pasture in right. And now we'll bring up the catcher to the plate. First pitch on the way, grounded to the left side. Scooped up by the shortstop, Rojas. Tossed to first in time, 1 down. So 6-3 ground out brings up Wilman Diaz to the plate. And Landon Sims still frustrated with the home run that he allowed. After the home run, I don't believe that. Kenny Castillo and Landon Sims are on the same page. When Munoz was rounding the base path, he was staring back at Kenny Castillo, trying to straighten things out. But either way, there's 1 down and the high trail by a run. In a ball game where they've led all afternoon long. 4 hits for Rancho, 3-4 Visalia. Wilman Diaz at the plate. Landon Sims will get ready for the pitch. The deal on the way, check swing, fouls it off to the right side. The count will move to 0-2. So talked about earlier in the broadcast, the bottom three of the order, 1-10 for Rancho in yesterday's ballgame. So far today, they've produced most of the offense. 0-2 pitch on the way in the dirt, ball 1-2. 3 combined hits from 7, 8, and 9. Every batter has at least 1 hit. Samuel Munoz, Carlos Rojas, Wilman Diaz. 2 singles and a home run. One ball, two strikes, one away. Diaz will get ready for the pitch. Landon Sims working from the windup, and it's a big swing and a miss right there. And Diaz is sat down for the second out of the inning. With that strikeout here, make it now 9 strikeouts from Rawhide pitching, the second of the ball game from Landon Sims. Sims will get ready for the deal against Kendall George. He's gone on base 2 times here in this ball game. A walk in, a single. First pitch of the at bat on the way, and he goes in there for strike number 1. Kendall George was hitless prior to this ball game. His last hit was against Modesto last Sunday in the doubleheader. And the 0-1 goes in there for strike number 2. Last week, Rancho had to play a doubleheader on Saturday due to the heavy rain that Stockton suffered on Saturday. That's the whole northern area suffered. 0-2 pitch on the way. George fouls it backwards. Both San Jose and Modesto are the 2 squads that were affected by the rain. Luckily, Stockton unaffected going into Saturday, and the Hyde and Ports were able to play. 0-2, 2 down. Pitch on the way from Landon Sims. Sent into center field. Here comes Drew Jones. He leaps up on a minor hop, and he makes the grab. But a 2-run home run from Samuel Munoz gives the Quakes their first lead of the ball game, and it is time to stretch here in Visalia. Quakes 2, Rawhide 1. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
All right, we are here.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm1.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley Strong. Learn.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark, and the Rawhide will have to play catch-up now here in the bottom of the 7th inning. That's your 2-run home run given up by Landon Sims off the bat of Samuel Munoz. His first home run of the season, and it will now be Yancel Luis, Drew Jones, Modifi, Marte. That's 5, 6, and 7 for the Hyde. And that pitch goes in there for strike 2-1. Visalia cannot afford a loss right here. It would be their 3rd series loss of the season. Excuse me, 4th series loss of the season. Their series losses so far, San Jose, Lake Elsinore, Stockton, and then now Rancho. And Luis puts a drive into right field. A hard hit shot, and it's going to bounce off the right field side. He'll round first, goes over to second base. And he'll slide into second base safely. His first at-bat of the ball game. And Yancel Luis drives it into right field for a base hit.
Now batting number 6, Drew
Jose DePaula gave it a look out in right field. He leaped up. He was unable to make the grab. It bounced off the NTM sign in right. And DePaula fielded it, but not in time. 3rd extra base hit of the ball game here for Visalia. 2nd double of the ball game. And Drew Jones working with the runner in scoring position. 1st pitch of the at-bat on the way. Fouled backwards for strike number 1. Jones, 0-for-2 here in the ballgame. A strikeout swinging in the second and a flyout to center field back in the fifth. The 0-1 pitch on the way, and Jones has to get out of the way of it. And now Yancel Luis will go over to third base, and the Rawhider 90 feet away from tying up the ballgame at 2. So a ball game that had seemed pretty, not, the correct word would be lacking of exciting plays. And now here in the seventh inning, we've had our fair share so far. Drew Jones looking for RBI number 15, a swing and a miss for strike number 2. Jones a single and an RBI in yesterday's ball game. One ball, two strikes, no outs. Awaiting on deck is Modifi Morte. 1-2 pitch on the way, slider outside, ball number 2. Remains Waylon Santana on the mound for a second inning of work. He came in for a leave for Roque Gutierrez. 2-2 on the way to the Rawhide center fielder, and he sends it into right center field. Going back towards the wall, it's going to be the catch made by the right fielder DePaula. That one will easily score Yancel Luis from third, and the Rawhide have tied up this ball game at 2-2. Sack fly for Drew Jones. Tie ball game here in the bottom of the seventh. Getting underneath it, exactly what he's supposed to do. Sends it opposite field, one of the deeper parts of the yard in front of the Toyota Terrace.
Modifi Morte.
And Modifi Morte will step up here with bases empty. First pitch on the way, mids outside for a ball. So a crucial leadoff double from Yancel Luis ties up this ball game. The waiter support the relief pitcher Landon Sims. 1-1 in the dirt for ball 2-1. Jackson Feltner awaits on deck. Feltner and Marte both extra base hits here in this ball game. And Marte will take back into the batter's box 2-1. 2-1 pitch on the way, swing and a miss, way outside, strike 2. Marte in his last at-bat in the fifth inning, an RBI double off the left center field wall. 2-2 with one away. Modifi Morte batting 161, and he sends that one into left center field, racing backwards with a shortstop, Diaz. He's unable to make the grab, and the second hit of the inning here for Visalia. Their first multi-hit inning of the ball game.
In an accident, don't let's call Gus. Give him a call. How about it?
Back-to-back multi-hit ball games here for Marte. And it'll bring up Jackson Feltner to the plate. Before that one will happen, a mound visit here for the pitching coach, the pitching coach, Sean Coyne. So with that mound visit, it's brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes we all need somebody to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. So with one down now,
go back to work.
The umpire will make his way out to the mound to break up the mound visit here. You see an arm warming up in the bullpen right now. It's the number 31, Carlos Duran. So Jackson Feltner will get ready to dig in once again here for Visalia. Santana working out of a runner on first. Go ahead, run. Three bags away. Pitched on the way to Feltner. Inside, strike 1. Oh, and one with one down. And now Feltner into left field for a base hit. Jackson Feltner, his second base hit of the ball game, and runners at first and second here with one down. Third hit of the inning here for Visalia. Feltner takes advantage of a pitch on the inside and he rips it down the left side, and it brings up Jefferson Pena to the plate. Fifth batter of the inning here for Visalia. Pena still looking for his first base hit of the ball game. 1-for-6 here in the series, 0-for-2 in the ball game with a strikeout and a lineout to Shore. And now the pitch on the way from Pena. Santana working with some trouble. And that one misses inside for a ball, 1-0. Santana making his debut in the Quakes uniform. The 6'1", 21-year-old. Working with runners on first and second. The pitch on the way. Misses upstairs. Ball 2, 2-0. A signee by the L.A. Dodgers on July 2nd of 2019. He spent his first year in 2021 in the Dominican Summer League. Last year with the out in the Arizona Complex League. That pitch clips the outside corner for strike number 2. However, here in 2024, he began the year in rookie ball pitching with a ERA of 2.25. 2-1 with one down. The pitch on the way to Pena. He fouls that one backwards, counts 2-2. And now Jefferson Pena will call for time right here. Finds a way to get aboard. It will be Anderson Rojas who waits on deck. Santana, this will be his 41st pitch of the ballgame. Visalia, 6 hits compared to the Quakes, 4. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 down. The pitch on the way. Check swing. Does he go around? And he does. Jefferson Pena is rung up. First strikeout here in 2024 for Waylon Santana. And it brings up Anderson Rojas to the plate.
Anderson Rojas.
That is going to be manager John Shoemaker making his way out to the mound. And with that, we will have a pitching change here in Visalia. Santana's ball game is over, and it is 2-2. Runners on first and second with 2 down. When we come back, we'll have the new pitcher. Bottom of the 7th inning here in Visalia. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No! Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. Bottom of the 7th inning, and we have a pitching change brought to you by Rescom Pest Control. Say hello to Rescom and bye-bye bugs. Ronaldo Yeen will be the new pitcher in the ballgame. Third pitcher used by Rancho manager John Shoemaker here in this ballgame. Roque Gutierrez, Waylon Santana, and now Ronaldo Yeen. First pitch on the way to Santana. And he fouls that one, excuse me, to Rojas. He fouls that one backwards for strike 1. Yeen, 6'4", 190. The 20-year-old from the Dominican Republic will look to keep this bowl game tied However, Modifi Marte stands tall at second base. Pitch on the way, fouled backwards, count moves to 0-2. And then it's another Vision Glassberg foul ball, 559-747. 2,000 for free quote today. Batter number 6 of the inning here for Visalia. Anderson Ross looking for his first hit of the day. He is 0-3. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 down. Pitch on the way, outside, ball 1, 1-2. Anderson Rojas batting an even 300 here this year with 7 RBIs. And you got to think, any ball into the outfield, they're going to try to score Marte from second. 1-2 on the way, grounded to the right side. It will land foul. Cole Roberts also waits on deck. Top 3 of the order, however, has been the struggles here in this ballgame. Combined 1-for-8, that lone hit coming from Junior Franco back in the 4th inning. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 2-way. Pitch on the way to Anderson Rojas. He fouls it off once again, and this at-bat staying alive. For Anderson Rojas, now 4 foul balls in this at-bat. First 2 strikes were fouls. He took a ball, then he fouled off the last 2. 1-2 on the way. Rojas, swing and a miss, and a big strikeout there from Rancho. So despite 3 hits in the inning from Visalia, they're only able to tack on 1 run. It was a sack fly from Drew Jones. And we are through 7 innings of work here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Top 8 we go here in Visalia. Ride 2, Quakes 2. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. So hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Top 8 here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Sam Knowlton will be the new pitcher in the ballgame here for manager D. Garner. Comes in for relief for Landon Sims. Count is 1-0. And this pitch is fouled off for a strike. Pitching change brought to you by Rescom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to Rescom and bye-bye bugs. 1-1 for Sam Knowlton. His pitch misses outside for a ball, and the count will move to 2-1. Knowlton received a save earlier this week. 1-2 pitch on the way from Knowlton. Fouls it off to the left side. That was on Thursday night.
Ball, take that ball to the balance cup of team store. You'll get a prize.
In a ball game where Jacob Steinmetz received the win. Rawhide 8-6 winners in the third game of the series. And Knowlton's pitch misses outside for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Last inning, Rancho tallied on two runs. A two-run homer from Samuel Munoz. 2-2 pitch on the way to Josue DePaula. Foul off to the right side. There's a quick five innings of work. But really, since the injury from Carlos Rojas, things have slowed down. The offenses have picked him up, including a seventh inning that featured three runs, two from Rancho, one from Visalia. Pitch misses outside for ball three, three balls and two strikes. So the payoff pitch on the way for the first batter that Knowlton faces. And it clips the outside corner for strike number three. Sam Knowlton strikes out the first batter that he faces. And now make it 10 strikeouts from Rawhide pitching. There's the K's. Just left of the Quakes third base dugout. First base dugout. And a strikeout is brought to you by Javi's Taco Shack and Cantina, located in downtown Visalia. Gerald Perez will step up to the plate. Second strikeout looking for DePaula in this ball game.
Go ahead. Make my day.
1-0 is the count here to Perez after the pitch gets backstop. Pitch on the way from Knowlton, and now Perez fouls that one off his foot. He does have that shin protector. However, the foul ball off of his own self, he'll have to walk it off for just a moment. And that ball game on Thursday from Sam Knowlton. He pitched an inning in a third, allowed one hit and one run. However, he was able to strike out three batters in that time. 1-1 with one away. Knowlton will get ready for the pitch, the deal. Slider upstairs and in for ball two. Woo! 2-1, one down. From the South Alabama kid. Pitch on the way, outside ball three, 3-1. Dan Knowlton now 12 pitches so far here, and looking to avoid a five-pitch walk. That would put the go-ahead run over on first base with Joe Vetrano on deck. 3-1 pitch, bounced in. Five-pitch walk, draw Perez will stand on first. Second straight walk for Perez in this ballgame. Let's take a look here at the numbers for Sam Knowlton here in 2024. Sam Knowlton 1-2, 3.09 ERA, 11 2/3 innings pitched so far through 32 games. First pitch of the at-bat on the way here to Joe Vetrano, and that one goes in there for a strike, 0-1. Vetrano recovering from that injury that placed him on the seven-day IL. And now he grounds this one up the middle. A chance to turn two. Stepping on second for one. Down to first. And that one is in time. A double play. 6-3 DP converted by Anderson Rojas. And the inning will come to a conclusion. No hits, no runs, no errors. Nobody left on base. We move to the bottom of the eighth inning. Thanks to the DP from Anderson and Rojas. Rawhide 2, Quakes 2. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
They are at the...
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No! Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performances.
Bottom eight here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Cole Roberts will lead things off here for Visalia. First pitch on the way. He goes in there for strike number one. It'll be Cole Roberts, Junior Franco, Kenny Castillo, 2-3-4 for the high. Also from this ballgame, 0-2 with a walk. Those two outs have been two strikeouts. Pitch foul directly backwards for strike two. Renato Yin remains on the mound here for Rancho. One inning pitched so far. He came in for relief. He struck out Rojas. And now a pitch clock violation here. And the count will move to 1-2. Cole Roberts yesterday, his lone time getting on base was a walk. He's got one today as well. Roberts pops this one high into the Mother's Day sky. But it'll be the shortstop, Wilman Diaz, to make the grab for out number one. And I'll bring up Junior Franco to the plate. Franco 1-for-3 here in this ball game. Had a one as well yesterday. A single and two walks. First pitch of the at-bat on the way here to Junior Franco. And it's upstairs Junior for ball Franco. 1-0. Yin will get ready for the deal. The 1-0 pitch on the way. Fouled backwards for a strike.
That's a Porter Subs prize ball. Take that ball to the Balance Comfort Team store. You'll get a
Porter
prize.
Porter Subs foul ball. You keep the ball. Your neighborhood sandwich shop celebrating 50 years of slicing fresh. And now the deal on the way here to Junior Franco. Misses inside for a ball, 2-1. One down. Franco will get ready for the deal in just a moment. Upstairs, ball three. Updates around the California League. San Jose and Stockton underway. They're in the bottom of the sixth. San Jose currently leads the ports 4-0 over at Excite Ballpark. We'll go through the rest of these scores here in a moment. 3-1 pitch on the way. Inside corner, strike number two. 3-2. Meanwhile, up in Fresno. 0-0 top six between the top two teams in the Cal League North. Payoff pitch on the way. Big swing and a miss. Junior Franco is set down for out number two. Two quick outs here. And it ends up bringing Kenny Castillo to the plate. Castillo so far here in this ballgame, 0-3, including a ground out into a double play. Last score in the California League, Lake Elsinore and Inland Empire. They head to the bottom of the fourth. Lake Elsinore 3, Inland Empire 2. That's all your scores around the league. While here in Visalia, Hyde and Quake knotted up at 2 here in the bottom of the eighth. A 1-0 pitch on the way here to Kenny Castillo. Slider outside. Does Castillo go around? He does not. And the count will move to 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, two away. Castillo get ready for the pitch. Foul directly backwards. The count will move to 2-1. Meanwhile, heading into the ninth inning will be Jordan Thompson, Logan Wagner, Samuel Munoz. That is 5, 6, and 7 due up here for the Quakes. A ball game that has surpassed 2 hours and 15 minutes. 2-1 on the way. Kenny Castillo drives it into center field. Racing backwards is Munoz. in front of the warning track. He'll make the grab, backpedaling into the warning track. And the inning will come to a conclusion. Ronaldo Yean faces the minimum, three up, three down. And we head to the top of the ninth inning here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Rawhide 2, Quakes 2. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No! Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. We move to the top of the ninth inning. Jordan Chalas is on the mound for Visalia. Pitching change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye bugs. Jordan Chalas, second time we've seen him here in the series. Pitch on the way. Misses inside for ball number one. Last time we saw Chalas was Tuesday afternoon in our character counts day, and he received the team-leading third save of the year. One ball, no strikes, with no outs. Jordan Thompson will lead things off. Grounded to the left side. He'll sneak past the infield for a base hit. First hit of the ball game for Jordan Thompson. And he'll bring up Logan Wagner to the plate. So just two pitches. Chalas gives up a base hit.
Logan Wagner.
And he'll bring up Logan Wagner to the plate. Wagner, a home run and four RBIs this season. And so far he is 0 for 2 on the ball game, and he rips it through the right side. Rounding second, there goes Thompson over to third. The ball will be thrown in. It will be cut off by Cole Roberts. And Rancho has runners on the corners here with no outs. Jordan Chalas, who has the best ERA by any relief pitcher, he's now got some work to deal with now. Bring up Samuel Munoz.
Number 36, Samuel Munoz.
Back-to-back base hits out of the pen. And last time we saw Samuel Munoz, he hit his first home run of the season on a no-doubter into right field against Landon Sims. So far this season, Jordan Chalas 3-for-3. And save opportunities, and this is really going to test the abilities right here. First pitch on the way, top of the strike zone, 0-1. Both teams combined for six hits. The last three columns on the scoreboard are identical. Pitch on the way from Chalas inside. Could be a chance to have a sac fly. Pena will make the grab. Here comes the throw. They're going to bring home Thompson. The throw is not in time. Thompson comes home to score, and Rancho takes their second lead of the ballgame. It's now 3-2. And Chalas will step past, throw to third. And Kenny Castillo was making the appeal that Thompson left early.
And
the slide in time. Take a look there at the replay. It appears that Thompson left at the correct time. So a sack fly from Samuel Munoz, his third RBI of the ball game. And now a runner over in scoring position once again. Pitch on the way, slider outside, ball one. A base hit for Carlos Rojas before he checked out of the ball game led to a substitution. As Valadares at the plate. One down. The pitch on the way. Grounded up the middle. It'll be fielded by Rojas. He'll throw to first. Make the out in time. And now two down. It brings up Wilmer Diaz to the plate.
How about number 13, Wilmer Diaz.
Second time today that Valadares is grounded out to Rojas. And here is Wilmer Diaz. So far in the ballgame, he's 1-for-3. Diaz 0-for-4 in yesterday's ball game, 1-for-3 today. And an insurance saving catch that could have been a wild pitch. 1-0 with two down. Jordan Chalas looking to keep this a one-run ball game. It'll be the first run he's allowed in three appearances here in the month of May. And that pitch clips the outside corner for strike number one. Six appearances in the month of April for Jordan Chalas. He gave up just one run during that time. Pitch misses outside for a ball, 2-1.
Well, howdy doodly do.
Seven hits in the month of April. One hit entering today. Jordan Chalas gave up the first two hits on the first two batters that he faced. 2-1 with two away. The pitch from Chalas, a swing and a miss. Strike two. And one strike away from getting out of this inning and sending it back to the Rawhide offense where it'll be the middle of the Rawhide order. 2-2 pitch here from Chalas. The pitch outside, ball. Jordan was already walking back to the Rawhide dugout. And instead, he'll have to walk back on the bump to get ready for another pitch. So instead of a inning-ending strikeout number 11 of the ballgame from Rawhide pitching, the count is full, 3-2. Runner on third. A payoff pitch on the way. Pop to the right side, up and out of play, and it's Vision Glassworks foul ball.
Vision Glassworks, give Justin a call, 747-2000.
Jordan Thompson is the difference maker right now. He's the one that came home to score. Logan Wagner is currently standing over at third base. 3-2. The pitch outside, ball four. The ball just kind of stuck onto the hand for Jordan Chalas. And he has a two-out walk. Here comes Kendall George to the plate. And George poses the threat due to the speed that he has on the base path. That's going to force pitching coach Tyler Mark to make his way out to the mound. The runners on the corners here. It's Logan Wagner at third, Wilmer Diaz over at first after working a full count walk. Then mounted and brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health. Reminding that good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is somebody to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. So 15 pitches down for Jordan Chalas. And with that, he's allowed two hits, a walk, and a sack fly. Longest inning against Rye pitching in this ball game, and that one goes in there for a strike, 0-1. Sixth batter of the inning, it's Kendall George. One for three here in the ball game. The pitch on the way inside, and he has a tap dance out of the way for ball one, 1-1. Rancho trying to swipe 4 out of 6 against Visalia. Rye looking for their first series tie of the year. You see the attempt by Castillo to throw over to first. 1-1 pitch on the way, swing and a miss, and Kendall's behind the count 1 and 2. One ball, 2 strikes, 2 away. Another chance for Chavez to get the strikeout to send this to the bottom of the ninth. Pitch on the way, outside, Kenny Castillo, fake throw to second. Easy stolen bag there for Wilman Diaz. So 6th stolen bag of the year for Diaz. And Chavez now 2 runners in scoring position. The 2-2 pitch on the way, the deal. Swing and a miss, and a big strikeout there for Jordan Chavez to end the inning. However, Rancho takes their second lead of the ball game. 2 hits, 1 run, no errors, and 2 runners left on base. Bottom 9 we go here in Visalia. Ruben Santana, Drew Jones, Modifi Marte due up in the final frame. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's ABM.
Yancel Luis, Drew Jones, Modifi Marte for Visalia, last chance here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Last at bat for Yancel Luis. A double that ended up leading to a run thanks to a sack fly from Drew Jones. Can Visalia redo that here in the bottom of the ninth inning? We'll see. First pitch on the way goes in for strike number 1. Reynaldo Yin, ball game comes to a conclusion. An inning and a third where he struck out 2 batters. The rest were all bagels up on the board. 0-1 with no outs. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. 0-2. Yoselin Gonzalez, new pitcher in the ball game. Fourth arm used by manager John Shoemaker here in this ball game. No balls, 2 strikes, no outs. The deal, grounded to the right side. It'll be fielded by the second baseman, Perez. The toss overhead to first in time. 1 down.
Make sure that Rawhide drop because I get claustrophobic.
How about it for the high?
Number 6, Rawhide. Bring up the Rawhide center fielder, Drew Jones. Jones has heated up here in 2024, really since mid-April, since the Lake Elsinore series, but looking for that clutch hit right here. First pitch on the way from Gonzalez. Bunt sign shown. Goes in there for strike number one. Drew Jones 0-for-3 in the ballgame. A strikeout, a flyout, and a sac fly. 3-for-13 here in the series. The pitch on the way, and he does not go around. Ball one. Drew at risk of ending the 17-game on-base streak, which is tied for the longest active on-base streak in the California League. 1-1 on the way to Drew. Gonzalez holds at the belt before the deal. Sent into right center field. It's going to drop in for a base hit. Drew Jones around first. He'll advance over to second base. Will he hold up? There he will. And a one-out double from Drew Jones. The fourth extra base hit of the ball game for Visalia. It's her seventh hit of the day. Drew Jones able to go opposite field on that pitch. And that brings up Modifi Marte to the plate, who is one of two batters with a multi-hit ball game so far. Jackson Feltner is the other one with a triple and a single. Marte, a single and a double. Back-to-back multi-hit ball games, first time that's this season that that's been the case. Pitch on the way, slider outside for ball one, 1-0. And just like Jordi Chalas had to work out of some sticky situations, Gonzalez is going to have to do it right here to receive the save. The 1-0 on the way, in the dirt, a really good block there by the catcher. And 0 with one away. Modifi Marte will get ready for the pitch. Jackson Feltner awaits on deck. Grounded to the left side. The throw will be to first for the force out, and it'll be just in time. Drew Jones advances over to third base, and the Rawhide are 90 feet away from either sending this game an extra inning or walking it off right here. The high bouncer looked like for a moment Diaz looked at third, but instead he decides to beat out Marte at first. Jackson Feltner at the dish, looking for his first home run of the season. If so, he would walk it off. First pitch on the way, goes in there for strike number one. Fourth batter of the inning, Drew Jones, kept the on-base streak alive 18 straight games. On a ball, he drove into right center field. 0-1 with two away. Feltner will get ready for the pitch. The deal on the way. Outside corner, strike two. Feltner is first triple of the season back in the third inning. He needs one more hit in this ball game to send this to extra innings. Time called by Felt. And waiting on deck for Visalia is Jefferson Pena. He's 0-for-3 here in the ballgame. No balls, two strikes, two away. Gonzalez looking for the save right here. The 0-2 pitch on the way to Feltner. Grounded to the left side, and it ends up rolling foul. Just in front of the fan dugout, housed on the left side. So Jackson Feltner will get ready to see another pitch. Two for three in the ballgame. Feltner to keep this ballgame alive. The pitch from Gonzalez on the way. And that one's a swing and a miss. And Jackson Feltner will strike out for the second time today. And this ballgame is over. Rancho, a crucial run in the top of the ninth inning, was just enough to inch them past the finish line in this ballgame. Yoselina Gonzalez gets the save here in this ballgame on this Sunday afternoon, and the Rawhide drop back-to-back series. First it was against Stockton, now this time against Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. They drop 4 out of 6, and Visalia will drop to 13-19. Meanwhile, for Rancho, they'll improve to 19-12, expand the winning streak to 3 straight games. Rancho, 3 runs on 6 hits, no errors. Meanwhile, for Visalia, they have 2 runs on 7 hits and no errors. Joey Gonzalez with you on this Sunday afternoon. Great to be back. Happy Mother's Day. We'll be back right here on MyTV 53 this upcoming Wednesday when the Rawhide welcome the Lake Elsinore Storm for a 6:30 first pitch. Pre-game starting at 6 o'clock on MyTV 53. As we get ready to sign off, we'll close things up on our radio broadcast at VisaliaRawhide.com. We'll go through all the numbers and get you ready for next week. Meanwhile, for right here on MyTV 53, quick win, game 6 of the 6-game series, 3-2. Joey Gonzalez saying, Happy Mother's Day, have a great day, and go Rawhide.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los 2 en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Korea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com. We'll get ready to wrap things up here on this Sunday afternoon. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. Great to be with you on this Sunday afternoon. Great to be back here in Visalia. Gone for 4 days for the college graduation from Texas State University. Great to be back and glad to be with you for the rest of the remaining 99 games this season. Should be a lot of fun, lots of content, and lots of different features coming up here as we roll into the summer months. But here on this Sunday afternoon, Visalia drops game 6 of the 6-game series. They dropped their second straight series, and they've now dropped 4 series here in 2024. Quakes 3 runs on 6 hits, no errors. Meanwhile, for Visalia, 2 runs on 7 hits and no errors. And let's go through this ball game. Kendall George, he was hitless through his first 16 at-bats of the series. It took at-bat number 17 to get his first hit of the ball game. He sent it into right field for a leadoff base hit. And then after that, Adonis Perez sat down the next 3 batters in order. And then after that, we head to the bottom of the first inning. Visalia goes 3 up, 3 down. The Rawhide didn't have their first hit until their 8th batter of the ball game. Jackson fell with his first triple here in 2024. And really the first 5 innings is basically a pitching duel. Both pitchers go at least 5 innings of work. We're okay, Gutierrez. 5 innings of work, 3 hits, 1 run. That run was earned, striking out 5 batters. Meanwhile, for the Rawhide pitcher, Adonis Perez, 5 2/3, where he allowed 3 hits, struck out 7 batters. That's the second longest outing of the year. But let's go into the scoring frames of this ball game. First run of the ball game, bottom of the 5th inning, Ruben Santana led things off with a walk. Then it was Drew Jones who flew out to center field. And then after Jones is at bat, a double from Odifi Marte. It scores Ruben Santana from second base. And the Rawhide have a 1-0 lead heading into the top of the 6th inning. 2 innings later in the top of the 7th inning, that's when Rancho took their first of 2 leads in this ballgame. A 2-run home run from Samuel Munoz, his first home run in a Rancho uniform this season. He scores Logan Wagner on a no-doubter out to the pasture out in right field. However, bottom of the 7th inning, Visalia finds a way to respond. It was Yuncel Luis who came into as a defensive sub for Ruben Santana. He gets a leadoff double to lead things off. One batter later, Drew Jones, a sack fly out to left field. He has the RBI, and he ends up tying up the ball game at 2-2. Visalia, three hits in the inning, however, only able to tack on one run. 2-2. We head to the top of the ninth inning. Jordan Chalas came in a tie ball game. He received his first loss of the season. He allowed Jordan Thompson and Logan Wagner to reach. And then a sack fly, the RBI from Samuel Munoz, gives the Quake the 3-2 lead. And then after that, Visalia goes into the bottom of the ninth inning. Drew Jones threatened to tie up the ball game. He gets stranded over at second base, or over at third, and the Rawhide unable to pull off the win on this Sunday afternoon. Winning pitcher for today's ball game, Reynaldo Yin. He goes 2-0 here this season, pitching an inning and a third, striking out two batters. Meanwhile, Jocelyn Gonzalez gets the save. It's his first of 2024. Meanwhile, on the Rawhide pitching side of things, Visalia uses four pitchers. Jordan Chalas receives the loss, his first of the year. He is 1-0. Two hits, a run, and one strikeout. Blown save goes to Landon Sims, who gives up the two-run blast in the seventh inning. So that's the stat line here for today's ballgame. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. We'll also get you ready for next week when the Rawhide welcome the Lake Elsinore Storm. We'll be right back. Quakes win 3-2. You're watching, you're listening to Rawhide Baseball by SaintLearRawhide.com.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm, the number one, .com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark here on this Sunday afternoon. Matinee baseball comes to conclusion. Rancho 3-2 winners against the Visalia Rawhide. The Quakes improved to 19-12. Meanwhile, for Visalia, they dropped to 13-19. Let's take a look around the great state of California. San Jose 4-0 against Stockton Ports. That game's in the bottom of the eighth inning out at Excite Ballpark. Two outs, a runner on first at the moment for San Jose. And meanwhile, it's Chancy Ballpark out in Fresno. It's 0-0, deadlocked, heading into the top of the ninth inning. Fresno out hitting Modesto 5-3. Interesting to see what that game will result in. That game's currently live at the on the MILB app and the Bally Live app. Meanwhile, out in Lake Elsinore at the Diamond, Lake Elsinore 7-4. They lead over the Inland Empire 66ers. Meanwhile, in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, we have a chance to look at the scores. Hillsborough looks to improve to 500. They look to improve to 16-16. They lead against Spokane Indians 3-0 in the top of the eighth inning. Meanwhile, out in AA, out in Corpus Christi, Texas, the Hooks and Amarillo Sod Poodles warming up. They'll get underway here in just a couple minutes. And lastly, in AAA, the Tacoma Rainiers, 20-18. They lead over the 19-19 Reno Aces, score 6-2. That one's in the top of the seventh inning. And meanwhile, in the major leagues, the Arizona Diamondbacks get the win against the Baltimore Orioles on this Sunday afternoon. Arizona 9-2 winners. Arizona scoring all of their runs in the fourth or sixth inning, including a six-run sixth inning that powers the D-backs past the Orioles on this Sunday afternoon. One final time here at Valley Strong Ballpark, Quakes 3-2 against Visalia Rawhide. The Rawhide will be back home on Tuesday. They'll have the day off before they welcome the San Diego Padres affiliate Lake Elsinore Storm this upcoming week. 3:30 first pitch on Tuesday for after-school special presented by Pro Youth. Following that, all the games will be 6:30 excluding Sunday's ball game at 12:05. Catch Wednesday and Sunday's ball game on MyTV 53. Catch all ball games live video at on the Bally Live app, including the MILB app as well. And all audio broadcasts you catch all season long right here at VisaliaRawhide.com. The Rawhide will get ready to close up the second half of the double homestand. First of two here in 2024. So one final time at the stat line here. Rancho, 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors. Meanwhile, for Visalia, 2 runs, 7 hits, no errors. Winning pitcher Ronaldo Yeen, 2-0 here in 2024. Jordan Chalas receives his first loss in a Rawhide uniform. He's 0-1. Yoselin Gonzalez, first save of the year with a 4.50 ERA. It took us 2 hours and 32 minutes to complete in front of a crowd of 990 fans. 2 games this series were over 3,000 fans, so it was a great turnout this series. And looking to see if the fans will come out next week against the Lake Elsinore Storm. We'll be live at 3:30 this upcoming Tuesday. So until Tuesday, Joey Gonzalez saying once again, happy Mother's Day, and it was great to be back here in Visalia, and can't wait to be with you for the rest of the season. So until tomorrow, or until Tuesday afternoon at 3:30 p.m., Joey Gonzalez saying have a great day, and go Rawhide.